We came out of COVID first. I described that in my book, my conversations with Albert Bourla of Pfizer. And I persuaded him to give tiny Israel the necessary vaccines to get us out first from the COVID. And the reason I could do that is because we have a database, 98%, a medical database. 98% of our population has digitized medical records and little card. And anywhere you go in any hospital in Israel, north, south, doesn't make any difference. Boom, you punch it in and you know everything about this patient for the last 20 years. I said, we'll use that to tell you whether these vaccines, what do they do to people, not individual people, not with their individual identities, but statistically, what does it do to people with, meningitis? What does it do to people with high blood pressure? What is it? You know, you want to know that. So Israel became, if you will, the lab for Pfizer.
By using the people in Israel, the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, as guinea pigs under forced injections, lockdowns, with a genetic database to see what the mutagenic injections do to the host body. Benjamin Netanyahu is not stupid, and he just got reelected yesterday to the Knesset, to be the leader of Israel. And I just so happened to come across a clip of him from a few weeks ago that I hadn't seen when he went on Jordan Peterson's podcast. We'll play a clip in a moment, and it's only 2 minutes long, and it's filled with lies. He says Israel has this national ID card that tracks everything our citizens do health-wise. That's true. But he says that way we could, you know, make sure it was safe. That way we could track what it was going to do. That way we would know what the health effects of the shot were. But they've used that database and the claims of that database being there as the pretext to say then later that it was totally safe when Israel had the worst adverse reactions of any country in the world. Look it up. We've shown the statistics from the UN, from Israel, from the United States, from Canada, from them all. Israel had amongst the highest injection rates of the so-called shot in the world that was experimental and doesn't protect you and erases your immune system. And it is a huge, huge controversy in Israel, and the Israelis are pissed off, and rightfully so, because there they are locked in that country. And remember, the government tried to roll out vaccine passports, tried to say it was forced, tried to make people take it. I was telling you at the time, it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 shots a year because Bill Gates had said it 2.5 years ago that you'll have to have these on a routine basis because it'll lower your immune system. Bill Gates said that. Scientists at Pfizer and Moderna said that. They giggled and laughed and said the stock's going to go way up because you're always going to have to take this now. And the more you take it, the more you get sick. And then there's Benjamin Netanyahu saying, I used my country like a lab experiment, meaning he used the Israeli people, the Jewish people that live there, and the Christians and the Muslims and others as a lab experiment. Well, I'm not a lab experiment. And people in Israel aren't a lab experiment. And when this was done to black people, was Tuskegee, it was illegal. And what was done here, and when our troops were made to take it, the federal courts have ruled that was illegal because you can't make troops take an experimental shot. So what our government did was illegal. What the Israeli government did was illegal. What the UK government's done is illegal. What the Australian and Canadian and German government and all the rest of them have done is absolutely illegal. And they used Israel, like China, as a beta test of lab rats to not just give them the poison shot, but to track everybody and to ban protest and to attack the Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox Jewish groups that are smart and were following Leviticus and said, we're not taking that into our bodies. So shame on Benjamin Netanyahu and shame on the evil leaders of Israel that went along with this and used their people that believe they're there for their protection and safety that have come there fleeing persecution in many cases, to only be persecuted at an even greater level than what Joseph Mengele did. Joseph Mengele reportedly did tests on over 50,000 people, killed more than 10,000. He's known as the Angel of Death. How many Israelis got forcibly injected or intimidated into it? How many got sick and died? How many are sick and dying now? So the test sites were Israel, Italy, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, Communist China. And that's all this was a giant exercise in tyranny. The Israeli people and the people of the world are all being targeted by the same global world government operation with Albert Bourla and Bill Gates at the head of it. And Benjamin Netanyahu is nothing but their little pimp. Here's the clip.
Give you one example so you'll see, because I don't want to bore you with detailed plans, but they are detailed in my mind. We came out of COVID first. I described that in my book, my conversations with Albert Bourla, Pfizer, and I persuaded him to give tiny Israel the necessary vaccines to get us out first from the COVID. And the reason I could do that is because we have a database, 98%, a medical database. 98% of our population has digitized medical records and little card. And anywhere you go in any hospital in Israel, north, south, doesn't make any difference. Boom, you punch it in and you know everything about this patient for the last 20 years. I said, we'll use that to tell you whether these vaccines, what do they do to people, not individual people, not with their individual identities, but statistically, what does it do to people with, meningitis? What does it do to people with high blood pressure? What is it? You know, you want to know that. So Israel became, if you will, the lab for Pfizer. And that's how we did it. We got it out and we gave the information to the world. Not only, it's been published in medical magazines and so on. That's a database we have. I intend to bring on that database of personal medical records for entire population, a genetic database, genomes, okay? Give me a saliva sample. Volunteer. But I'm sure most people would do it. Maybe we'll pay them. Now we have a genetic record on a medical record of a robust population. You have to have diversified populations. We have people from 100 lands. This is a very powerful engine. Now let pharma companies, let medical companies, let them run algorithms on this database, okay? I'm telling you right away that I'll give preference for a few years to Israeli firms, but you can create, and then to the world, but you can create a biotechnological industry that is unheard of right now, unheard of, unimagined even. And these are just the examples. We can become a light, stave off Iran, become a light onto the nations in groundbreaking.
A light unto the nations by using the people in Israel, the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, as guinea pigs under forced injections, lockdowns, with a genetic database to see what the mutagenic injections do to the host body. And of course, a lot of the big companies that are pushing all this are based in Israel, so they're sacrificing that population to set the precedent be able to test GMO deadly gene therapies on the public so the elites can actually get some of the breakthroughs for themselves while testing on humans instead of testing on rats and pigs and other animals. And that's just evil. Out in the open, calmly said, very cavalierly, very proud of what he's done. And they're all just doubling down. Albert Bourla, Bill Gates. You know, in fact, I'm going to continue along this line. I've got an Albert Bourla clip talking about the four shots you're going to be made to take every year. And we got Bill Gates' 2023 announcement where he tells you what's coming in the future. And then I'm going to get into the lockdown of the cities and the climate lockdowns that they're now calling 15-minute cities or 15-minute prisons. They'll have actual fences and gates around them. You can't get out. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. The viewers and listeners know that our information changes the world. Our information exposes a globalist agenda. And so do the products that we sell. They don't just fight the globalists by funding InfoWars. They change your body from the inside out. Not with a microchip, not with some poison GMO shot like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates won, but with compounds that God gave us. That's why I'm so excited after 2+ years of this product being out. that it's finally back in stock. It's the Real Red Pill Plus. Now, 6 years ago, this product came out, and at first it wasn't a big seller. But over time, as people tried it, it became our number three bestseller. But because of the lockdowns, the supply chain breakdowns, we haven't had this product in over 2 years. But now, the Real Red Pill Plus is back in stock. So here is the backstory on it. About 6 years ago, or six and a half, 7 years ago, I was getting a full diagnostic at a top clinic, having my blood tested, everything done by a medical doctor and his team. And I noticed he was selling a supplement up at the front desk. And I said, "What is that?" And he said, "Well, it's preglinone and a bunch of key vitamins and minerals that is the precursor to the hormones in your body. So many people don't have preglinone and these vitamins and minerals with it for upload, and so it causes a lot of aging and issues." So I said, "I'm going to take it." And I lost so much weight, I got so healthy doing it. So I went out to a chemist with that same formula and said, "Let's supercharge it and make it even stronger." And that is the Real Red Pill Plus. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. All the key vitamins, minerals, trace elements, preglinone, and then a bunch of great clean energy as well. It's the Real Red Pill, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. This is a classic. People love it. I know I've started taking it again just a week ago, and it has supercharged everything I do. So experience the Red Pill today at InfoWarsStore.com.